Wake up.
Get up.
You get out of bed this instant.
And turn it on.
Glenn, Angel, and the Flying Dutchman.
The Big Show on Kiss 92.
Good morning, Singapore. Yes, the Flying Dutchman has been fired from ever doing weather again, because he said it was going to rain yesterday afternoon. I said, no.
Sunshine.
I said, look, I'm going to play golf. It's not going to rain. No, it's going to rain, everyone. Bring your showers, thundery showers all over Singapore in the afternoon.
He's like, don't go out. Nothing?
It may have rained everywhere else in Singapore, but not over Warren Golf and Country Club, because I had a perfect day out with the boys.
Oh, so next time you want to have a perfect day, get him to do weather then. Because it's the exact opposite of whatever he'll say.
Oh, but it was so irritating while he was doing
I know.
Weather throughout the morning. But anyway, that's not the reason why he's been fired. He has not been fired.
No.
The poor guy threw his back once again. So he's resting at home.
Yeah, I think he didn't fully recover from his previous back issue. And that's probably what's niggling him right now.
Yeah, so that's right.
So hopefully he gets better before we go to Australia next Friday, 1 week away.
Well, I mean, he had a back issue and then he still went to Spain with his wife, right?
Yeah.
God knows what he did with his wife while he was having a bad back and all that. So, yeah.
Okay, well, we wish him a speedy recovery. Hopefully, he'll be back on the show tomorrow. In the meantime, coming on The Big Show and The Big Show TV, we have Happy at Work Thursday at 8 o'clock. And Agent Chu is going to be talking about retirement.
Oh, my God.
It's perfect because FD's not here, so we can talk about him.
Yeah, we have already spoken about retirement.
But we can speak
to
more.
FD already, and it's been decided he's never ever going to retire.
Okay,
and that's final.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Yep. Jungkook to kick things off right now, standing next to you on Kiss 32. Good morning, Singapore.
Yeah, I have to say, Singapore is becoming concert central, isn't it?
It is, it is.
I mean, last night we had Bruno Mars, who performed his first night out of three. He's taking a break tonight and then performing tomorrow and tomorrow and Saturday. But I think the one thing that fans that went to the concert yesterday took away was that local touch. You know, all the bands do it. Yeah. Taylor Swift did it with the local lingo.
Mm. That was really well done, though.
It was.
What Taylor Swift
because
did.
Every day was a different...
Over 6 days, yeah.
Over 6 days, every day.
And that guy was endearing.
He was, yeah. So that worked
big
out.
Hit. Big hit.
Ed Sheeran also did something. I'm not sure what.
He got JJ Lin to sing, which I thought was okay, you know, because, JJ Lin was there.
Yeah.
So that was something special for
and
the fans.
And he sang along. Didn't
as well.
He,
yes,
to the
he
Chinese
did.
Song, yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, Bruno Mars had his pianist tinkle on the piano with for the song Home, which made everybody sing along, obviously.
I thought that was a cheap way out.
Because he didn't sing along.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't get like Kit Chan or Dick Lee to come up on stage and sing with him. He wasn't there, so he got his pianist
yeah, his keyboardist,
to play. And then everyone in the crowd sang.
Or every Singaporean,
so this way,
obviously.
He doesn't need to pay Dick Lee any royalties whatsoever. Cheapskate. But then again, you see, he has no money already.
This is true. He is in debt, isn't he?
To pay anyone anything.
Well, there you go. That's an easy way out. If you're looking forward to the concert, enjoy yourself tomorrow and on Saturday.
All right. Coming up, Trending Quickies. It's 6:17.
What's hot? And what's not?
Trending. Now. Glenn's Trending Quickies.
Her name is Dana Walden, and she's currently being considered as Bob Iger's successor as the CEO of Disney. Now, if that happens, she'll be the first woman in that position in the company's 100 years.
I'm rooting for you.
Okay, Dana Walden. Let's go. After shining on the Las Vegas Strip for 67 years, the Tropicana closed forever yesterday at noon.
Wow.
Then in October, the Wrecking Ball will do its thing to make room for a new baseball stadium and the future home of the Oakland A's.
Oh, nice. My parents used to go to Tropicana here.
Yeah. Oh, here. Yes. Next to, it was next to Shaw Center.
Topless dancers and everything. Yes, it was. Somewhere around there. Yeah, on Scotts Road, yes.
Okay, Amazon says its Roadhouse remake just had its biggest global debut ever for an original film.
Nice.
Gotta catch that. Jay Leno has had to file for conservatorship for his wife Mavis as she descends into Alzheimer's. Some days she doesn't even recognize him.
Oh, that's sad.
Tesla sales have plunged far more than they were expecting. Kim Kardashian is being sued by a furniture designer who claims the furniture pieces she's selling are just cheap knockoffs of his designs.
She's selling furniture now?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
And finally, finally, Jeff Bezos has bought his third mansion in Florida, the latest for $90 million.
Nice.
And that's it for Trending Quickie. The Weeknd featuring Daft Punk. I feel it coming right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. I think at this point in time, you know, I'm just thinking about the people in Taiwan. You know, my thoughts and prayers are with them because, you know, this earthquake, what we're seeing on CNN is just...
devastating.
Yeah, right?
It is.
I mean, buildings are on its side.
Yeah.
People are running. It's like a scene out of a...
movie.
Yeah,
it's tough.
Exactly. Never expected that to happen in Taiwan, though.
Yeah.
I think it's been a long time since they experienced something like that.
At this magnitude,
of that magnitude.
Right?
Yeah. We are in Singapore cheering Bruno Mars on at the
Or complaining
National
about
Stadium.
The weather as
all
well.
Complaining
yes.
about the weather, exactly.
Okay.
So,
all right, we do what we...
Hope they're okay.
We hope that they recover quickly
hope
from
they'll
that.
Be safe.
Yeah. Okay, it's time for Travel Thursday right now, not to take away from what's happening in Taiwan.
Traveling to Taiwan or what?
No.
Oh, okay.
My question is, how far will diehard foodies go for a meal? Okay. Luxury space travel companies Space VIP and Space Perspective are presenting the ultimate opportunity with their new partnership with Chef Rasmus Munk of Copenhagen's Alchemist. Six people will be able to enjoy a meal from the two Michelin-starred chef in space for what is billed as the first stratospheric dining experience. Now, the diners will lift off from the space coast of Florida for a six-hour journey into space where they'll enjoy dishes inspired by the role of space exploration during the last 60 years of human history, as well as their impact on society and the planet. So it'll be a very interesting storytelling meal as well. And they're only going 6 hours out into space, so they're not actually landing on the moon or anything like that. The space flight is set to launch late next year, 2025. Six people, and for a cool $495,000,
right.
You can be one of those six.
See, I was about to say, I'm sure it's going to be very expensive.
Of course it is, of course.
No, I mean, thanks. I'll just go to Les Amis.
Yeah, well, this is for people who have done it all and who need more on their plate. $495,000 for each person. Six seats are available. I'll put the article up on our Facebook page. It's Kiss 92.
The food won't be able to go down.
It'll just float around.
Yes. No matter how rich I am, paying $400,000 for that experience.
No, thank you.
No, thanks.
All right.
All right. Coming up very soon, headline news and sports.
Waking up Singapore. Gotta get up. The Big Show on Kiss 92. Gotta get up.
Good morning, Singapore. It's just Glenn and Angel this morning because FD told him not to do deadlifts. He decided, oh, yeah, I'm going to try to do deadlifts. And then he tried to deadlift like
his
100
rabbit?
Kilos and
oh,
all that
okay.
and you know, threw his back.
Okay, all right.
Sorry. Stupid boy.
I think it's been a long time since he's been called a boy. All right, but we wish him a speedy recovery. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow or at least by Monday. In the meantime, we want to invite you to our very special screening of Civil War.
Dun, dun! Sorry,
is that the theme song?
I think so.
Okay.
It's happening on the 12th of April. That's a Friday evening, 9:20 p.m. You're going to have the whole theater to yourselves.
Nice.
Kiss 92 fans.
Yes, and you'll be joined, obviously, by DJs. There'll be games that'll be played beforehand. So if you want to score a pair of tickets, all you have to do is WhatsApp our number, 88550920. Just send in Civil War as well as your name so we know who you are so we can give you those tickets. Once again, 88550920 is where you want to text in Civil War plus your name.
Good luck. All right, coming up later, Battle of the Brands. It's Fast Food Fight Week.
Ooh.
And today is going to be very, very interesting once again.
So we had fried chicken.
Yeah.
We had burgers. We had more burgers.
Yep.
So what else is left with fast food?
Are we going
food?
With pizzas? No. As far as pizzas are concerned, there's only Domino's pizza.
Exactly, because if you send in the winning voice note, you could win a Domino's party set consisting of six large pizzas worth $104. But coming up as well, breakfast bingo.
Keep it right here on Kiss 92. Justin Bieber, Ghost, right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Coming on The Big Show and The Big Show TV at 8 a.m. We'll be joined by our career strategist, Adrian Chu, and he'll be talking about retirement.
Yes, only because all the news, everything's in the headlines about Joseph Schooling retiring. Mm. So he thought he'd hit on that trend and speak about retirement.
That's Adrian for you, right?
It is.
Yeah,
of
it's
course.
Very current. You
he
know.
Is, yeah.
He goes relevant. With what's trending.
Because, I mean, Joseph Schooling is 28 years old, but yeah. when he talks about retirement, it's retirement from swimming. He's not like forever not working ever again.
Yeah.
Just going into a different field.
Yeah. And you know, folks, we don't usually bother Joseph. I mean, we know Joseph more than anyone else, actually, but he hasn't been... you know, to the KISS 92 studio.
No, and I haven't met him. I don't even think I met him. No, yeah.
So we've arranged for him to come in sometime next week, okay?
Oh,
we'll
nice.
Confirm that day very, very soon. It'll most likely be a Tuesday.
Okay.
So go tell all your friends. Joseph Schooling will be here with his uncles, Uncle FD and Uncle Glenn. And that is exactly what he actually calls us.
Oh, wow. Okay. Does that make you feel old?
No.
No, okay.
I love being called Uncle.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to be nice, you can call me a hunkle. But uncle's fine.
Oh,
I'm
God,
right.
That just sounds creepy. Okay, can I'm we carry okay. on now?
Daddy also can.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, can, no,
okay.
Wait.
All right, it's time for Breakfast Bingo.
Bingo, bango, bongo.
Breakfast Bingo with the Flying Dutchman.
Bingo.
Remember, the kids are still in the car. So we're going to play Breakfast Bingo, and it's a chance for you to win a $100 dining voucher from Summer Hill. Summer Hill is all about comfort food served with a French touch. You can find out more at summerhill.sg or just pop in at Claymore Connect along Orchard Road. So it's not the Flying Dutchman's Breakfast Bingo this morning. Yep. It is Angel's Breakfast Bingo.
So nice.
Yeah, so I'm going to
give
you...
Can we edit that whole FD thing out of the...
He's been gone one day.
Okay.
He's going to be back.
You know he's not going to be back tomorrow, right?
No, but still, you know, all the effort...
The whole of next week, he probably won't be back as well. He'll be back just in time for us to fly off to Australia.
Well, he needs to rest his back.
So what's happening right now is we just got an update. FD has a suspected slip disc.
Oh.
And you know, when it comes to slip discs...
I wouldn't know.
It's very painful for a young person. And he's not young.
Oh.
So you know how much pain the poor man is... going through right now.
Speedy recovery, FD. But in the meantime, if you want to win that prize from Summer Hill, all you have to do is call us at 6691-0920.
You should not have kicked him in his back yesterday.
I did not kick him. That was you.
Bingo, bango, bongo.
Breakfast Bingo with the Flying Dutchman.
Bingo.
Well, it's me, Angel, and we have Hannah on the line. Good morning, Hannah.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hello, hey. Hannah. Where's Barbera?
Hannah,
how was it?
Oh.
Okay, she didn't get it. It's all right. Hannah, good morning. Who are you with right now?
With my family member.
And who is that?
My sister.
Oh, your okay. sister. Okay.
What's your sister's name?
Abby.
Okay, Abby.
Yeah.
Okay, so Abby's going to help you out as well to win that prize of courtesy of Summer Hill. It's a $100 dining voucher. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, don't worry. Don't panic. It'll
Abby
be easy.
And Hannah. Okay, stand by, huh? Are you ready? Okay. I'm just checking around. Okay, are we all ready?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, here we go. Your time starts now.
Not in front of, but...
Come again.
Not in front of, but...
Behind.
To make a cold drink, you can add...
Ice.
A very bad dream is a...
Nightmare.
Your father's mother is your...
Grandmother.
No, father's mother.
Yes,
correct. Don't confuse, Hannah.
Excessive or extra weight is...
Overweight.
Yeah!
Steady. Wow. I'm just wondering
what the answer was for, Abby.
Abby. What was Abby's answer going to be?
Your father's mother is your
auntie.
Correct.
Okay, don't worry, ladies. You've won that $100 dining voucher from Summer Hill. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to KISS 92.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Glenn's top 5.
Top 5 Facebook posts.
Ooh, nice and easy. This is going to be a good one at number 5.
To relieve stress, I do yoga. I'm kidding. I drink wine in my yoga pants.
Ooh, that's me every Friday. Okay, at number 4.
Just be happy I'm not a twin.
Oh. At number 3.
April 1st, the only day every year that people critically analyze what they see on the internet to decide if it's true.
This is true. At number two.
Everyone is sitting here with their engagement rings and their promise rings, and here I am with my onion rings.
And the top five Facebook posts that Glenn has come across.
At a wedding, someone yelled out, "Please stand next to the person who has made your life worth living." The bartender was almost crushed to death. It's Glenn Ong and Angelique Teo, because Mark Van Kylenberg, the Flying Dutchman, is not with us this morning. He is resting his back.
Oh my, are we doing that today? The full names? Glenn Ong?
No.
Oh, okay,
just once in a while.
Okay, all right. Okay, so we want to give you the chance to win a Domino's party set consisting of 6 large pizzas. This is worth $104 if you can get involved with...
Welcome to Battle of the Brands! Okay, so yesterday was Popeyes versus KFC.
Mm-hmm.
KFC...
won?
Yeah, by a couple of votes, I think.
Yeah, KFC was like 10-6.
So today, I don't know whether we can consider this like a fried chicken fight once again, you
okay.
know? Because I've had one, but not the other. Now, the two brands I'm talking about here, and I think I'm quite confident 90% of the people who are tuned in to us right now have tried both of these brands. Only you and I, Angel.
Yeah, okay.
Because we're not really foodies. Are you, do you consider yourself a foodie?
I enjoy good food, but I don't go hunt food down.
Actually, yeah. Me too. Jollibee.
Ooh.
Versus Arnold's Fried Chicken.
Oh.
I have tried Arnold's, and I like it very much.
I have not tried either, because I don't eat chicken, but I can't even spell Jollibee. It's J-O-L-L-I-E?
J-O-L-L-I-B-E-E.
Oh, B-E-E. I thought there was an I-E. Okay, Jollibee.
What do you think it was? Jollilee?
No, J-O-L-L-I-E-B-E-E. That's what I thought. Okay, Jollibee versus Arnold's. Ooh, that's going to be interesting. So both fried chicken, right?
I actually feel like having some Arnold's fried chicken right now.
After 2 days of talking about fried chicken, I feel like having some fried chicken now.
Have the fried chicken.
No, fried chicken.
It's not like you've never had fried chicken before.
I love fried chicken.
How long have you been a vegetarian?
6 years.
Only 6 years.
Yeah. Come on. It's a lifetime for some people. All right, WhatsApp us your voice note, 8855-0920. Which would you pick, Jollibee or Arnold's?
Bathtub.
Bathtub? Was that really the name of the song?
No, it's Jacuzzi. Oh. I mean, didn't you hear?
No.
He only said Jacuzzi 100 times. That song is Jacuzzi.
Clearly, I was not listening then.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, no, I was doing something else. Jacuzzi.
Jacuzzi.
Bathtub.
Jacuzzi.
Oh, okay, Jacuzzi. Got it. The song was Jacuzzi. Got it.
Jacuzzi. James Reed. Okay. Right here on Kiss 92, all the great songs in one place. Let's do this.
Glenn's impossible question.
All right, 96% of us say we have no patience for this. What is it? 96% of us say we have no patience for this. What is it?
Oh my gosh, I have such a long list in my head.
Okay. I think for the past few days I've been going to you
okay,
first, right?
You can
okay,
go to
so
anyone else.
Angel.
Oh, what? I'll say punctuality.
Punctuality? Good guess,
but
not
I was
going to
say something else, but okay.
You mean the lack of...
Not being punctual.
That's incorrect. 96% of us say we have no patience for this. What is it, Cheyenne Lim?
Slow walkers.
Slow walkers. Oh, my goodness.
So many of them down
Orchard
Road.
So inconsiderate.
Oh my. And you know what they do? They walk in a straight line as well across the aisle. Oh.
So irritating. And then when you tell them off,
they
they're
say
not
you're
happy.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay. Shalini Susan, 96% of us say we have no patience for this. What is it?
Waiting for food.
Good guess, but not the answer I'm looking for. Here comes the answer.
Rudeness. What is it?
96% of us say we have no patience for this. What is it? Listening to a voicemail.
Oh.
Didn't expect that, right?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
No one would have gotten that one. 96%. Yes. You like listening to voicemails?
I don't mind listening to voicemails. What do you mean, ye?
Like, it's too long.
No, but people are dropping you a note. They want to say hello. They're telling you what they want from you. you should be appreciated.
Okay, so you're part of the 4%.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, headline news and sports, up next.
In honor of Earth Month, here's a saying we can all draw inspiration from. To leave the world better than you found it, sometimes you have to pick up other people's trash. And remember, Kiss loves you, XOXO.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up. Get up.
You get out of bed this instant.
And turn it on. Glenn, Angel, and the Flying Dutchman. The Big Show on Kiss 92.
Good morning, Singapore, and welcome to the biggest and best breakfast show in the world. We are The Big Show without the Flying Dutchman today, but fast food fight week continues. All right, so today we are pitting Jollibee against Arnold's. Now, as we mentioned earlier today at like 7:30, I said I've had Arnold's, I like Arnold's, mm-hmm. but I have not had anything from Jollibee. I've never visited a Jollibee even. Right?
I can't contribute either.
You can't, right?
So I haven't gone to either one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you know what? Today I'm going to ask Cheyenne and maybe Shalini. So Cheyenne, can you tell me a little bit more about Jollibee? Because you've had a burger or chicken or whatever from Jollibee?
Yes, I've had both Jollibee and Arnold's.
Okay, so what's the difference between Jollibee and Arnold's? Because Jollibee to me, right, comes across as a burger place. So it's not a burger place.
No, I'm not sure if they have burgers, but I know what's special about them is that they have the gravy that you eat with the chicken and they have spaghetti as well.
Oh.
Yeah, and what I know about Jollibee is they have like a huge cult following.
They do. So they're from the Philippines and they were founded in 1975. So they've been around for a long time, 50 years.
Okay, do we have many outlets here in Singapore? Because I know we have quite a number of outlets where Arnold's is concerned.
They have 1,500 outlets around the world.
Oh my God, 1,500 here in Singapore.
Jollibee Singapore outlets, I'll have a look up.
Okay.
Look at that. Yeah.
But what about Arnold's then? You've tried Arnold's as well?
Yes.
Okay, so what is it about Arnold's that you like?
I like the skin of the chicken. I think it's like crunchier. And it's like a nice, it's like a good kind of oily. Like when you bite into it, it's like moist.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
14 outlets for Jollibee. Did you know that Arnold's is Singaporean?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought they were like from somewhere else because
I've never
seen them. Their Arnold's fried chicken is the pioneer of halal eateries in Singapore. They've been in business for 30 years. Right. I had no idea they were local.
It's delicious.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, you need to try some.
They got chicken skin as well. I love skin.
You know what? You can't have the skin.
No, without eating
the chicken. How can you have the skin?
Why?
You're a vegetarian.
Oh, I can't. Oh,
you can't have the chicken skin.
Oh. Okay, but it's just the skin though. It's
but I mean, really... I would be more than willing to go to Arnold's with you and
just give me the skin.
And just I like the skin too.
Oh no, we're gonna fight
over
the skin.
I love the skin, man. Yeah. I don't understand how some people can peel off like Kentucky Fried Chicken the skin or Arnold's the skin
I'm
and just
like,
eat the chicken. That's a sin right there.
Don't eat the
What's
flesh.
Up,
eat
man?
The skin.
Yeah,
so much like... work went into it. Okay, wait, we have quite a few voice notes. To play.
Okay, we're getting carried away. Okay.
Good morning, guys. I'm Hisham here. Comparing Jollibee and Arnold fried chicken, to frankly speaking, Arnold is the best. I've tried both Jollibee and Arnold. The comparison is way too big. Arnold's the best. The crispy of the chicken, the tender of the chicken, when you eat it, you can even crush the bones. Cry not, Glenn.
Correct.
it's tender, it's juicy. It's so juicy, I can tell you, enjoy every bite of Arnold chicken. Mm. Yes, Arnold chicken, I go for it.
Hang on.
I'm going to have Arnold's this weekend, that's
like,
for
sure. Here's a napkin, you can practically hear him salivating.
Yeah.
Okay, one for Arnold's.
Plus, he's fasting now, that's why, making him hungry and all. Okay, next.
Hi. You guys have to always pick Jollibee. Okay, so I wasn't a bit, like, introduced to Jollibee for the longest time until a friend of mine, like, just bought it for me. And then I had my first bite and everything changed for me. No fried chicken has compared to Jollibee until today. But Arnold's gravy is like, very comforting. So I think if you pair those two together, that's it. It is the end. It's the best combination.
So okay. Which did he go for?
No,
Jollibee.
I think Jollibee.
Yeah, it was just okay. Special mention for the for gravy. Him, yeah.
But wait, Arnold's gravy. I've not tried.
That's
Arnold's
what
gravy.
Cheyenne was talking about.
No,
right,
Cheyenne was talking about Jollibee. Right?
Oh, which gravy were you talking about?
They both have gravy.
Oh, okay. Not the gravy, not the gravy and the whipped potato, right?
It's something like that. It's like a brown sauce.
It's a brown sauce. I'd love to know what the brown sauce is.
I didn't try the brown sauce the last time I ordered Arnold's.
Looks like you're having fried chicken this weekend. Okay, I think we have one more voice note.
Arnold's or Jollibee? Neither. I choose KFC. Much better.
Oh my gosh. That was yesterday.
Can I kick this fella?
Yes, please, please. Virtual kick right there. Drop us a voice note, 8855-0920. Which will it be? Jollibee or Arnold's?
James Arthur is next. This is Blindside on KISS 92. Jollibee versus Arnold's.
It's currently at 1-1. We want you to drop us a voice note because we want you to win that Domino's party set consisting of 6 large pizzas worth $104. Our number is 8855-0920.
This is Singapore versus the Philippines.
It pretty much is.
I just found out that Jollibee is from the Philippines.
And I just found out that Arnold's is from Singapore. I had no idea they were homegrown. Well done.
Okay. So, one all, as one all. Angel says, we have
a
many voice,
voice
notes.
Morning, Big Show. I've tried both. I think I prefer Jollibee because it's much, much nicer than Arnold's. Thank you. Have a jolly day.
Nice. Another voice note.
Most definitely Arnold's. Just focus on the chicken, guys. Just focus on the chicken. It's so juicy and yummy. Nothing beats Arnold's fried chicken. And the bun is to die for. Definitely Arnold's. Hands down.
Wow. Okay. To all. More voice notes.
Hi. Good morning. Kiss 92. Glenn and Angel. This is Sue here speaking. If you ask me about Jollibee and Arnold's, it's 100% Arnold's for me, hands down. Arnold have the most juiciest chicken and it's super nice and the smell is really tantalizing. It makes my mouth waters right now when I talk about it. And it's still too early for me because I'm fasting. Well, if I don't get the pizza today, I'll definitely get Arnold's for my breaking fast time today. Wow. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Nice.
Thank
breaking
you
fast
for that.
With fried chicken. Okay, so it's 3-2 to close. Arnold's right now. Another voice note.
Hi, guys. I'm going to pick Arnold's anytime because the chicken itself... crispy, juicy, piping hot all the time. I'm fasting right now, but I'm going to get some later.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I would love to take you ladies out.
Yeah, right. To breakfast. Yeah. 4-2 right now. Who else do we have?
Jollibee. I love Jollibee. I first tried it in the Philippines, and I was totally mesmerized by their chicken joy and the peach mango pie. So when it first opened in Singapore, I queued up for 2.5 hours to get it at Lucky Plaza, and it's so good. Of course, the Jollibee in the Philippines is nicer due to different ingredients, but overall, I feel Jollibee is better than Arnold's. Especially chicken joy is still the best. In fact, yesterday when I heard about KFC and the Popeye, I was thinking, why didn't you guys look for Jollibee?
And so we did. We heard you. Okay, so it's 4-3. Still to Arnold's. Arnold's is in the lead. If you have an opinion, 8855-0920 is our number.
What's this chicken joy?
I don't know.
It's a set or something. Is it a set,
Cheyenne?
Is that
Cheyenne? 10 pieces of chicken?
Now I feel like going to Jollibee to just try it. You know what I mean?
If I'm not wrong, chicken joy is like the name of their main chicken set.
Oh.
Not the cashier.
Yeah, oh, no, their fried chicken is called Chicken Joy.
Chicken is called Chicken Joy, not their cashier.
I'm sure there's someone there named Joy.
Joy, no, it's not. Okay.
It is 9:19. Keep those voice notes coming in. Fast Food Fight Week, very exciting. I mean, we started off the week with McDonald's versus Burger King, and then we had Shake Shack versus Five Guys, Popeyes versus KFC, and today it's Jollibee versus Arnold's. And you know, big shout out to Yong who came down. You say she's from Shake Shack.
Yes.
So nice of her and the people at Shake Shack who were listening, and they were so pleased, you know, that you guys had so many nice things to say about Shake Shack.
Yeah, it was so interesting because she and her boss, I believe, were looking at the outlet that they have at Jewel, which is currently undergoing some renovation. Mm. And they happened to be in a private hire car when they heard the word Shake Shack. And then they heard the word Five Guys, and then they told the driver, you have to turn it up. So they listened to us on the way to wherever it was they were going, and they were obviously, like you said, very pleased that Shake Shack came up on top.
Yeah, it was a thrashing.
It was
quite frankly. Yes. And you know, the very nice words from Shake Shack fans.
Yes, they were.
Know, really warmed their hearts, and they're you know, they're committed.
Yeah.
To improving their product.
And in case you didn't know, they also have breakfast now, which starts at 9 o'clock. So they have these breakfast buns.
I had their egg and apple smoked bacon. What do you call that?
It's not really a bun, right? It's not like a burger bun. It was a slightly different kind of bun, wasn't it?
I think it
almost
was
like a brioche
a
type
bun.
Thing.
But I'm not sure,
Clayman?
But
okay.
it was
good.
Delicious.
And they have tater tots too.
Very, very nice indeed. So thank you once again, Yong, for coming down. Okay, so today it's Jollibee versus Arnold's. We have 5 voice notes right now.
My wife is a Filipino. Of course, I only dine at Jollibee.
Okay, yeah, that's a good reason.
Not biased at all.
More voice notes?
No, ayam goreng, aha, aha. Well, eating at Anol reminds me of my childhood memories when I used to stay around Haig Road area. We always visit City Plaza to have the fried chicken at Anol's. Back in the 80s, yeah, hardly we able to go to such fast food joint. And Anol's is one of the first halal fried chicken when KFC is not even halal yet. So I will choose Anol.
Imagine that, KFC okay. After all this time, not halal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, now?
No, that's what he said. It's not halal.
But I'm sure it's halal now.
Before. Oh, back then. Back then.
Back then, it,
back
was not
then
halal.
It was not. Okay, so Arnold's was the premier.
Give me a shock.
But Jollibee, I don't think is halal.
I'm not sure.
Not sure.
Maybe
yeah.
They are.
Are
yeah.
They? Are they as well?
I think every joint fried chicken joint here.
Is halal?
Well, most of them.
Okay.
Okay, next.
Hi, good morning, Angel. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning.
Arnold was introduced to me by a friend, and honestly, the only thing I like about Arnold's is their chicken skin. But as for Jollibee, the best thing about them is that they have the chicken options. So I always go for the spicy ones, and the gravy, wow, it's a very good pair. And my daughter, she loves the spaghetti a lot, so my choice would be Jollibee.
Oh my goodness.
We're tied.
Oh, 5-all.
5-all right now. Any more voice notes?
Support local, make it global. I'll go for Arnold's.
Nice.
Okay.
That's a good reason.
Wow.
Okay, Arnold's is ahead.
Sharp.
One more.
Hey, Dan here. I think the chicken is Arnold's. I mean, there's a taste and the crispiness is unbeatable. But for sauce, Jollibee's sauce is just fantastic. The taste is like what someone mentioned earlier, is just comforting. It's a little bit sweet, a little bit sour. It goes very well with chicken, just about anything that's fried and crispy.
What was that? He said for both, though. Should we give one each?
Well, he likes the gravy at
Jollibee,
but it's the chicken that we're talking about today, right? So I think that would be a vote for Arnold's. Because
okay.
He said he likes the chicken
yeah.
At
okay.
Arnold's, and he likes the gravy at Jollibee. I mean, who goes to join just for the gravy?
Okay, all right. So it's a 7-5.
Oh, but then again, he did say the gravy goes well with
exactly.
The chicken.
Exactly. So I'm trying to think, should we give one each or should we just not count it at all?
One each.
Okay, one each. So
I'm fair.
It is 6-7 now to Arnold's.
Okay, keep those voice notes coming in. 8855-0920. It is Fast Food Fight Week, and today it's Arnold's versus Jollibee.
Right now it stands at Arnold's 7, Jollibee 6.
It's going to be close.
It is going
to
be close.
We have 2,000 voice notes to play, but we'll only play 5.
Hey, morning guys. Azril here. Arnold's, of course. No Jollibee. Arnold's. Only Arnold's. For the buns, for the chicken, succulent, juicy chicken. too bad. I'm still fasting. Hopefully, I will last until 7 plus.
Hopefully, I'll last till 7 plus.
We know what you're breaking fast with. Okay, more voice notes.
Good morning, guys. To be honest, I'm actually torn between Arnold's and Jollibee because there were some changes to the chicken that Arnold's prepared in the last couple of years. I would actually go for Jollibee because I love their chicken and their spaghetti too. Yeah, have a nice day, guys.
All right, so it is 8-7. Still Arnold's in the lead.
Okay, one more.
Hi guys, this is Fizz. As a chicken lover who eats chicken every single day, I would go with Jollibee because Jollibee have well-marinated chickens. You know, when you eat from the skin all the way to the flesh to the bone. So for Arnold's, it's only good on the outside, but well, I find that the taste of the flesh is a bit bland on the inside. No doubt it's juicy, but I'll still have to go with Jollibee.
Mm.
Thank you.
Okay.
To the flesh and the bone and everything she's talking about. Everything being juicy. Do you know what the score is?
No.
8 to Jollibee.
Yeah.
8 to Arnold's.
What?
It looks like we have a tie when it comes to voice notes. That's all for voice notes, right, Cheyenne?
Yo, we got one more. It's the tiebreaker.
It's the tiebreaker.
Is it going to be Arnold's or is it going to be Jollibee? Here we go.
To have a very good jolly day, you got to have Jollibee because it has an abundance of varieties. I mean, you can pair your chicken with a burger, with spaghetti, or nasi, or just by itself. So for me, it's Jollibee, and I love the mascot. And there are over 15 outlets compared to Arnold's, which is only about 8 to 9, I guess. So it's more in abundance for me to reach out and get my favorite meal before I head home. So Jollibee for the win. Jolly, jolly.
Jollibee for the win. Congratulations, Jollibee. You have won by just 1 point. You've got 9 and Arnold has 8. Oh my goodness. And we also need to reveal the Instagram stories poll.
And the winner is Jollibee, 51%.
Oh my goodness.
51% to Jollibee. Arnold's 49%.
Well, it looks like one thing's for sure. No matter who won, we Singaporeans love our fried chicken.
Yeah,
we love our fried chicken. Okay, so we have to pick a winner for the Domino's party set consisting of 6 large pizzas worth $104. In case you didn't know, they just launched their satay chicken pizza and their satay beef pizza a couple of days ago.
And the winner, we have decided, because, I mean, it sounds quite good as well.
Uh-huh.
And it was clear, you know, his explanation.
Okay.
Just has that voice.
All right.
You know, like some radio DJs, the moment you hear them on the radio, you don't want to listen to them. And
yes,
there's some radio DJs who just want to listen to their voices.
All day.
And this guy has a very nice voice. And he explained very nicely why he chose Jollibee. And our winner is Prasad.
To have a very good jolly day, you got to have Jollibee because it has an abundance of varieties. I mean, you can pair your chicken with a burger, with spaghetti, or nasi, or just by itself. So for me, it's Jollibee, and I love the mascot. And there are over 15 outlets compared to Arnold's, which is only about 8 to 9, I guess. So it's more in abundance for me to reach out and get my favorite meal before I head home. So Jollibee for the win. Jolly, jolly.
Jolly, jolly indeed. Congratulations.
This guy can be a radio DJ. You know who he reminds me of?
Who?
FD.
Congratulations, Prasad. No? Besides being called FD, you have also won that Domino's Pizza prize of 6 large pizzas worth $104.
Congratulations. Enjoy it with your family and your friends. All right. Thank you so much for all your voice notes for Battle of the Brands today. Tomorrow.
Who?
I think tomorrow's Friday, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'll let you guys in on you know, who's going to be up against whom tomorrow.
Okay. Okay,
all right, tomorrow it's going to be Moss Burger versus A&W.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's going to be a fun one. So tune in again tomorrow for Battle of the Brands.
Miley Cyrus, Wild Child. River right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place, but she's cool.
I think she's really grown into herself. You know, she's cleaned really up. Cool. She looked like she could have gone and spiraled all the way downhill, but she cleaned up. And at the recent awards, I mean, she's looking great.
Mm.
She's looking absolutely fabulous.
Why didn't she beat Liam Hemsworth up? I think she looked. She looked really fit recently, right?
Yeah, recently. Yeah, but I think during that time she was probably going through a relationship that wasn't great. So I don't think she was at her top fitness level during that time.
She could have kicked in between his.
That's true. You don't need to be fit for that. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, thank you to Adrian Chu for jumping on board on the show for Happy at Work Thursday.
Thank you, Adrian.
If you miss anything, you can always head to our Facebook and YouTube channels. That's Kiss92FM
and FD. Uh-huh. I hope you're feeling better. Now, for those of you who are just tuning in right now, I mean, FD kind of hurt his back. So
yes.
We're just waiting for him to inform us as to, how bad this injury is. Because he's injured his back on many occasions. But this time around, he suspects he might have sustained a slip disc. So hopefully, it's not a slip disc.
And hopefully, whatever it is, he recovers.
Get well soon, FD.
And word of the day, lambaste.
Oh.
Lambaste? Have you heard of it?
Not lambast.
No, it's pronounced lambaste.
Okay.
It's to lambaste something or someone is to criticize them very harshly. Lambaste is also sometimes used as a synonym of beat, meaning to assault.
Oh, yeah.
So
of
you can lambaste. The coach lambasted the team for its poor play.
Like sometimes I say I want to punch someone.
You want to lambaste them.
Yeah, there you go.
Lambaste. Mm. That's your word of the day. Spell it.
Lambast.
E.
Oh, there's an E.
There's an E.
No wonder it's based.
And lambaste.
Without the E, it's best.
Yeah.
Or bast. Lambast.
Lambaste.
Okay, lambaste it is. Coming up, headline news and sports. This has been The Big Show.
The best.
The best of The Big Show.
Yeah.
Kiss 92.